Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Designing Regenerative Cultures is a nonfiction work by Daniel Christian Wall that sits at the intersection of ecological design, sustainability, systems thinking, and social transformation, published in 2016. It argues that incremental sustainability is no longer enough and that human institutions must be redesigned to participate in life-supporting processes rather than undermine them. The book is not a technical manual or a step-by-step policy blueprint. Instead, it offers a conceptual framework for understanding how cultures, economies, buildings, and communities can be shaped to fit the living realities of place. Wall draws on bioregional thinking, biomimicry, ecological systems theory, and regenerative design to ask how people can co-create conditions conducive to life. Its purpose is to shift the reader from managing symptoms of damage toward asking deeper questions about purpose, relationship, and long-term transformation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, regeneration as a living process rather than a sustainability slogan. One of the book's central contributions is its insistence that regeneration is not simply a more ambitious version of sustainability. Wall treats it as a living process tied to the health, diversity, and resilience of ecosystems. That distinction matters because sustainability often implies holding harmful systems in place a little longer. While regeneration asks how human activity can actively contribute to the vitality of social and ecological systems, the book uses this shift to challenge reductionist approaches that treat nature as a resource pool and society as a machine to be optimized. Instead, it encourages readers to see design as participation in complex living processes. This framing changes the criteria for success. The question is no longer whether a project minimizes damage, but whether it increases the capacity of a place and its communities to flourish over time. That conceptual move is one of the book's most important intellectual interventions. Secondly, living the questions as a method for working with complexity, Wall repeatedly emphasizes the value of living the questions, meaning that regenerative practice begins with inquiry rather than certainty. The book argues that complex social and ecological crises cannot be solved well through linear planning alone, because the systems involved are dynamic, interconnected, and often unpredictable. As a result, the reader is encouraged to ask deeper questions about purpose, assumptions, and consequences before settling onto solutions. This approach is not anti-practical. It is practical in a different way, because it slows down premature answers and makes room for collective learning. The book's use of frameworks, such as the Three Horizons model and the Regenerative Spiral, helps structure this inquiry without pretending that one formula can fit all contexts. In effect, Wall is proposing a discipline of reflective design people must learn to stay with uncertainty long enough to understand the system they are trying to change. That is a major reason the book feels philosophical and strategic at once. Thirdly, bioregional thinking as a way to reconnect culture with place. Another major theme is bioregioning, or the renewed attention to living and organizing around the ecological realities of place. Wall treats bioregional thinking as a deep human pattern rather than a niche environmental idea. The book suggests that cultures become more regenerative when they are shaped by the watersheds, soils, climates, species, and histories of the regions they inhabit. This matters because modern economies and governance systems often ignore local ecological boundaries, producing abstract systems that are efficient in the short term, but disconnected from the conditions that sustain life. By contrast, bioregional thinking encourages communities to understand what a place can provide, what it needs, and how people can dwell within its limits and gifts. This theme gives the book a geographic and civic dimension. Regeneration is not only about better products or buildings, but about relearning how to belong to place. It also explains why the book resonates with ecovillages, regional planners, and place-based activists. Fourthly, designing buildings, communities, and economies that create conditions conducive to life, Wall extends regenerative thinking beyond environmental ethics into the built environment and economic organization. The book asks how development, architecture, infrastructure, and business can be redesigned so they support ecological processes and social well-being instead of externalizing harm. This is where the work becomes especially interdisciplinary. It draws from examples and references in ecological design, circular economy thinking, biomimicry, and regenerative business, but it does not reduce regeneration to a single sector. The deeper idea is that every human intervention either enriches or degrades the living systems around it. Therefore, a building should not just reduce energy use. A community should not just consume less. An economy should not just become less wasteful. They should each contribute to the health of the broader socio-ecological whole. The book's value here lies in connecting design at multiple scales, from local settlement patterns to organizational purpose, and showing that regeneration requires coherence across those scales rather than isolated green improvements. Lastly, abroad. research-rich framework with a deliberate lack of easy answers. The book is notable for its scope, but also for its refusal to simplify the challenge of transformation. Readers who want a concise toolkit may find it demanding, because Wall assembles a wide range of ideas, references, and models, rather than delivering a single practical formula. That is a limitation only if the reader expects quick implementation advice. As a work of synthesis, however, this breadth is part of its strength. It functions as a map of the emerging field of regenerative thinking, connecting ecology, design, education, governance, and culture. The book's research-oriented style sometimes leaves less room for concrete case study detail, and some reviewers note repetition or density. Even so, that very density signals its ambition. It is trying to reframe the reader's worldview, not simply recommend a checklist. In the category of sustainability and systems change books, it stands out by combining conceptual depth, interdisciplinary reach, and a strong normative claim that human cultures must be redesigned to work with life rather than against it. In conclusion, Designing Regenerative Cultures is best suited to readers who want a serious conceptual foundation for regenerative design, bioregional practice, sustainability transition, or systems change. That includes designers, educators, planners, activists, organizational leaders, and anyone frustrated by the limits of conventional sustainability language. Its main benefit is intellectual rather than procedural. It helps readers rethink what counts as progress, what kinds of questions matter, and why place-based. Life-centered design requires changes in worldview as much as in technology, compared with many books in the environmental and sustainability field. It stands out for its breadth and for its insistence that regeneration is a cultural challenge, not merely a technical one. It brings together ecological systems thinking, biomimicry, regenerative economics, and bioregionalism in a way that feels integrative rather than fragmented. Readers should expect a demanding book, but also one that enlarges the frame of discussion. Its lasting value lies in helping people move beyond narrow problem solving toward a deeper understanding of how human communities might co-evolve with the living world. If you would like to support Daniel Christian Wall, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.